are underway. Glad you're with us here on News Talk 1230 KFJB. Kickoff fielded at the 20, up to the 25, trying to get around to the 30, trying to get to the end, but he is met at the 30-yard line. Is the kick returner out of bounds right at the sideline in front of the Bobcat bench at the 32. And that is where Roosevelt will begin the game as we begin the game. It'll be first and 10 Rough Riders from their own 31-yard line.
Pretty good defense that time, a swarm tackling there to pull him down, not allowing him to get an extra yard or two there. So the Bobcats start off here. Roosevelt offense slow to getting out on the field, and the Bobcat defense circled up ready to go.
16 yards on the kickoff return.
So the kickoff brought back 16 yards from the 20, and right out they come from the sideline huddle to the line of scrimmage. Jaden Singleton, it is your quarterback, a running back behind him, and he gets the handoff straight up the middle. Bulls ahead for 2 or 3 yards.
Russell on the carry.
I believe that was James on the carry. We're going to give him about 2 yards, and that'll bring up 2nd and 8. Oh, boy. A long pass, complete, wide open. Rough Riders at 20, 15, dive from behind. Touchdown, saving tackle. That time by Bennett O'Hare. But I tell you what, that pass went out there, was wide open. I looked down for a moment, and all of a sudden the pass was in the air, Ron.
Yeah, it was actually a handoff there, Ken. And,
was it a handoff?
They pulled that right guard, and he was able to make a nice block to spring free that running back that time. Who was that running back?
I'm not sure who it was, but he went from the 31 all the way down to the 6. And it's first and goal for the Rough Riders. Hand it off straight up the middle. And that is Prince Nguyen. He pulls through from the 6 down to the 5. So that'll be a gain of 1. And that'll be 2nd and goal. So here we go. 2nd and 5 and goal from the 5. Harrington, the quarterback, hands it off. This is Alexander trying to get around to the left side. Good stand by the Bobcat defense. Demond Alexander doesn't get much, if anything. He gets maybe a yard down to the 4-yard line. And that'll bring up 3rd and goal. So it'll be at the 5-yard line. They're going to say he didn't get anything on that. So we'll see what happens. 3rd. Outside, little pass into the end zone, complete for the touchdown.
Touchdown
pass to Kobe Bontanate.
They just made that look too easy there. They had 2 receivers wide open as he rolled out to the left, and he could have taken his pick.
So Jaden Singleton, 5 yards into the end zone for the touchdown, and that puts hardly 2 minutes gone in the game, and the Rough Riders are up 6-0 and putting notice that they're not coming here to take it easy on the Bobcats. And they're going to go for 2 on the conversion. Singleton is the quarterback. And he's going to look. He hands it off, coming around the right side, trying to get the corner into the end zone, and he does not make it.
Good defense out there.
Gurley, who was trying to get it around there. So the 2-point conversion fails, but Rough Riders take the ball, move it right down the field, take a 6-0 lead, 10:06 to go in the first quarter on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
We like to be in control. Control of our finances is important. United Bank and Trust makes it easy to have instant access to your financial information with mobile banking. Mobile banking from United Bank and Trust lets you check balances and transactions, transfer funds, view account information, and much more. Download the United Bank and Trust app today to take control of your finances. For more information, visit United Bank and Trust in Marshalltown or go to ubtna.com. United Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Back in Leonard Coldfield, 10:06 to go. The Rough Riders come roaring down the field to take a 6-0 lead, Ron.
This kickoff is being brought to you by Five Star Real Estate Group. Kristen Polly and her Five Star team are proud supporters of Bobcat football. Online at fivestarhometeam.com.
Well, the Rough Riders took that ball and went 79 yards in only about five plays. I didn't quite catch all the plays, but the big one was a 73-yard run, which set them up for the touchdown. So here we go. Ball was in the air, and the Bobcats get their hands on it for the first time tonight. That's Hernandez at the 15, 20, 25, straight up the middle. Nice hole, 30, 35, straight up the middle. Nice return by Jonathan Hernandez. And good field position for the Bobcats to start.
I believe he's almost to the 40-yard line there, Ken. And again, he had a burst of speed there after a couple of nice Bobcat blocks there and got that extra 6 yards or so to give them a chance. I guess they'll be at the 39-yard line.
That's not a bad place to start. First and 10, 9:58. Just underway here from Leonard Cole Field. The Rough Riders have jumped out to a 6-0 lead. Jacob Smith, your quarterback. Derek Garth in the backfield. Giorio just to the right of Smith. Smith under center. Hands it off to Garth. He bulls over the 40, 41, 42. We'll see where they spot the ball. A couple 3 yards gained there for Derek Garth, and that'll bring up the second down.
And again, the line was able to match the strength of the defensive line of Roosevelt and be able to drive them back a yard, and he ended up picking up 3 yards on that play, I would say.
And that's what they give him. They give him 5 yards, or 3 yards, rather. And it is second and 7 from the Bobcat 42. Igebrod is wide left. On the counter play coming around, that is, not sure who that is, a 45-47-yard line. That was Diorio.
Diorio on the carry, and he's pretty close to a first down again.
Yeah, he's up near the 48-yard line. I think he's going to be just shy. We're going to give Giorgio 6 on that, his first touch of the night. And that'll bring up a 3rd and 2. They're going to say.
Third down and 1.
I like 3rd and 1 better. I agree with that one. I like that one better here. Smith under quarterback, under center rather. Hands it straight ahead. Garth pulls ahead at midfield. Push back, but not before he got the first down.
Pretty good hit by Roosevelt that time. A.J. Vasquez on the hit. He's has 22 tackles on the season so far.
So that's a gain of 2 and a first down for Marshalltown. The ball at midfield, 8:32 to go. First quarter, a little bit of late start tonight because of some mechanical difficulties with the Roosevelt bus, but we are underway. The Rough Riders off to a 6-0 lead, and the Bobcats trying to answer right back. Smith gives it to Diorio, looking around the left side, gets a little bit of hole, 45, inside the 45, down near the 42-43. And so a nice gain on first down by Giorgio Diorio.
And the linemen just have to believe they hold their blocks a little bit longer, and our backs are definitely going to get an extra three, four, 5 yards out of it every time.
We're going to call it the 44-yard line. We'll give him 6 on the play that time for Giorgio Diorio, and it is 2nd down and 4.
Oh, boy. First man through, and nice drive there.
Garth on the carry. So Derek gets up, pulls his way up to about the 36-yard line. That's a gain of, we're going to give him 6 on that one, and that will be another first down for Marshalltown. And right now, Marshalltown just running the ball basically right up the gut on the Rough Riders.
And you called it at the start, Ken. That's what we're going to do, and that's what we've been doing here this first quarter.
Smith taking, going out to the left side, rolling, trying to get it away. He had some pressure put on him, and that pressure came in the person of Clarence Williams. And Jacob had to get the ball away before he was ready, and it fell incomplete.
And Williams definitely read that one all the way. And we had two receivers downfield, but Jacob had to get rid of that too quickly in order to did not let that those patterns develop enough.
So with the incompletion on the first pass of the night by the senior quarterback, that'll bring up 2nd and 10 for Marshalltown. 7:06 to go first quarter as Roosevelt has jumped out to a 6-0 lead over Marshalltown, but the Bobcats are trying to march down the field and do something about that deficit. Smith under center. He's going to give it to Diorio. Diorio looking for the left side. Oh, nice play coming in that time by the Rough Riders. That was Antonio Alzheimer, and he shot the gap in there and kept Diorio from getting even back to the line of scrimmage, I think.
Yeah, that was good defense. Good penetration by the right side of the line there, the defensive line for Roosevelt. And, you know, they had a couple of good blocks on the right side that time, but the play was going to the left and nothing much to develop out of that play.
That's a loss of about a yard. We're going to call it third and 11 for Marshalltown. They are on the 38-yard line of Roosevelt, and let's see what they do on this third down conversion. Dropping back. Smith looking out to the right side. Gets it complete out in the left flat. Excuse me, the right flat. That was Jonathan Hernandez who received the ball, but he couldn't quite turn the corner. And he was brought down at the 31-yard line, and that is well short of a first down.
Well, the interesting call here, Jacob's still in there, so I don't know. You know, he did do a quick punt early in the season, a quick kick, so that could be an option to pin him deep, or they could go for this play on fourth down.
It is fourth and five. I've got a feeling they're going to go for it. That fits the pattern of most of what Adam Goodman has done this year. Fourth and five from the 31 for Marshalltown. And now the Bobcats call a timeout. 5:41 to go in the first quarter. Roosevelt 6, Marshalltown nothing. Back after this on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
At Sports Plus Sports Medicine and Physical Therapy Center, we customize each patient's treatment plan to their individual needs. What does that mean? It means that not every back or knee problem is treated the same, and that your program will be unique and designed especially for your needs or problem. This improves how quickly you will return to work or sports. The Sports Plus staff is encouraging and takes pride in your successful recovery. This is just one more reason why champions choose Sports Plus Physical Therapy as their favorite place to rehabilitate and train.
Ken Hughey along with Ron Genap back at Leonard Coldfield on 1230 KFJB Marshalltown. The Bobcats facing a fourth and five at the Rough Riders 31 with Roosevelt hanging on to a 6-0 lead. And we'll see what the Bobcats can do if they can convert this fourth down and keep this drive alive. Smith now out of the shotgun. Garth to his right. Looks like Diorio to his left. And the snap back out of the shotgun. And there's your quick pooch kick there, Ron. And it's going to come down and inside the 10-yard line and pins them back at the 8-yard line. So you called it, Mr. Genap. Second time they've done the little pooch kick on fourth down this year, the Bobcats have. And so the Rough Riders will take over. Second series of the game for them. It'll be first and 10 from their own 8-yard line.
We have a shootout going on out with Fort Dodge, Ankeny Centennial 14 and Fort Dodge 14 in the second quarter.
I'm sure that's a dandy game. That probably will be fun the rest of the evening. So we'll see what the Bobcat defense can do this time as the Rough Riders come out from the sideline huddle right into an offensive set. And your quarterback continues to be Jaden Singleton. And we've got a whistle. And I don't think they got the playoff in time, or no, they didn't. They didn't, but they called a timeout. So 5:32 to go. We'll take a break here on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
Buying insurance is confusing, and making the appropriate choices can be overwhelming. With Chase Insurance in Marshalltown, your local Pekin Insurance agency, you'll find professionals who are highly qualified to assist you in finding the right insurance coverages for your individual needs and budget. Whether you need life, health, auto, home, or business insurance, call the knowledgeable experts at Chase Insurance at 641-752-5733. Pekin Insurance Agency, for the security and peace of mind that you deserve. Going beyond the expected for you.
Back here, Lennon Coldfield, Ron Genap, Roosevelt here with a first down here at the 8-yard line after a quick timeout. And I have a score update here. Agley, Geneva, Wellsburg, Steamboat Rock, 48, Baxter, 8. There's a pitch around the outside. Defended pretty well here.
That was interesting. He started to go to the ground. He held himself up with the ball and never touched the ground. So we'll see what the officials decide to do here.
It looks like they're going to give him that yardage, but
that was Zarek Gurley on the ball carry.
That was an odd one there, Ken.
Well, you know, that's pretty good coaching there, because, you know, you keep going until the ref blows that whistle.
Absolutely.
And straight up the middle comes the next play for the Rough Riders, and swarmed over by the Bobcat defense on second and two. So good job that time by the Bobcats.
Well, Carson Williams in on that tackle there, and Carson has 19 tackles on the season so far. Was able to make a nice hit there along with a couple other Bobcats.
No gain on the play. It is third and two. Singleton out of the shotgun for the Rough Riders. He hands it off. Messman to the right, and he's got a hole right up the middle. Ball was fumbled, and the Bobcats have recovered.
Another fumble recovery for the Bobcats. Excellent for field position. So that pooch punt helped us out tremendously.
I tell you what, the field position game does have its advantages at the time, and that was it, as the ball carrier, who I believe was Alexander, I'm not entirely sure, but as he went down, he lost the ball, and the Bobcats are 25 yards away from getting on the board. First and 10, their second position here of the game. 4:22 to go in the first quarter, with Roosevelt with a 6-0 lead. Smith to guard, straight up the middle, big hole up the middle. He's up near the 20-yard line. And he just a quick burst of speed that time by the senior running back.
Kyle Grego, Keaton Bacom, especially those two on good blocks that time to get that 5-yard gain.
Ball up to the 20-yard line now. That makes it second and 5 for the Bobcats. So we'll see what the Bobcats do here as they come up to the line of scrimmage. Again, Smith under center. Garth behind him in the backfield. Eichabrod out wide to the left. And we have a false start, it looks like, on that one. Penalty flag down, our first flag of the night. And it is going to be against Marshalltown. Okay. All right, so that'll make it second and 10, which kind of negates the big run on first down, or the nice solid run on first down by Derek Garth.
Jacob Smith over to Coach Goodman there, getting the play and taking it back into the huddle. Heiger brought out to the right.
And here we go. Smith gives it to DeOrio. He's looking to get around the left side, trying to get around the corner, and he is met out there by Desmond Alexander after a gain of a couple yards and pushed out of bounds. So that'll bring up a third down and long for Marshalltown.
Alzheimer in on the tackle. Again, boy, he's around the football a lot this evening so far.
So we're going to give him a gain of about 2 on that play for Giorgio DeOrio, and that'll bring up third and 8. Third and 8 from the 23 of the Rough Riders. Marshalltown trying to get a little bit of offensive traction here in the Roosevelt end of the field. Smith, and we got
going deep.
Smith going for Eichabrod in the end zone. It's complete for the touchdown. And I don't see a flag on the field. I thought there might have been a jump there, but the Bobcats have tied the game at 6-6 on a 23-yard pass from Jacob Smith to Dylan Eichabrod.
Just excellent, excellent job of springing loose by Eichabrod and Jacob being able to put a well up in the air for that completion.
So with the touchdown, we are going to see if the Bobcats can take the lead here on the point after. Gaba pins in to try the extra point. Eichabrod puts the ball down. The kick is up, and it is good. 3:10 to go here in the first quarter. Marshalltown now on top over Roosevelt. 7-6 on Newstalk 1230 KFJB.
It's time for a different car, but you dread the thought of financing a car payments. What are you going to do? For the best rate and least hassle, see me, Megan, at the Lenox Employees Credit Union. I'll guide you through the loan process so you can get the car you want and enjoy it. Rates are as low as 2.34% APR. Some restrictions apply. Rate is based on credit history. Call 754-4501 and ask for Megan. Lenox Employees Credit Union in Marshalltown. Member NCUA. Loan rates online at lenoxecu.com.
This kickoff being brought to you by Five Star Real Estate Group. Make Marshalltown home with help from Kristen Polly and her team. Find her online at fivestarhometeam.com.
So, just as you said, Ron, the field position game paid off that time for the Bobcats. They did the little pooch kick, got it inside the 10. Roosevelt fumbled, and the Bobcats come up to take the lead. Ordaz with the kickoff for Marshalltown. Ball coming down to the 20, to the 25, up to the 30, sticking his way up to the 35, trying to find some room. Brought down near the 35-yard line. That was Devon Alexander on the return. Nice return of about 15 yards. And here we go with the Rough Riders coming out on offense as now Roosevelt trailing Marshalltown 7-6.
Too many arm tackles that time by the Bobcats. Need to put a shoulder in there and wrap them up better than that. And we've been doing that over the course of the season. So need to just pick that up, clean that up a little bit. 3:02 to go here in the quarter.
First and 10 on their own 35 for Roosevelt. Jaden Singleton is the quarterback. One back in the backfield. He hands it off.
Ooh.
Not getting very far as the Bobcats snipped that one out pretty darn good as the handoff went to Alexander.
Boy, was that Hutchinson in there on the at the quarterback spot, I believe?
No, I think that was Singleton.
Oh, was it? Okay, excuse me. But, boy, he had no blocking whatsoever. Bobcats all over that play.
Quickly up to the line of is Roosevelt, 2nd and 12. Will flare out into the left side, and the receiver slipped as he tried to get upfield. That was Jalen Kroll. And he lost another couple of yards on that play.
Jonathan McKeever on that tackle. Jonathan has 10.5 tackles on the season so far.
So that's a loss of 3 more yards. And that'll be 3rd and 16 now for Roosevelt on their own 29-yard line.
Big stop by the Bobcats right here. It's needed.
Singleton still in at quarterback for the Rough Riders. He fakes it, takes off to the left side, and he tries to cut upfield, and I think he lost his footing a little bit as he got to the 30-yard line and only got about a yard of that back before he fell to the turf.
Excellent defense by the Bobcats here. Should end up with pretty decent field position again.
So that'll bring up 4th and 15 from the 29-yard line. And Jonathan, I think that's Hernandez back there. No, that's Pins back there, I believe. Yep. He's standing back at his own 30 to receive the punt from Arvin Garcia. High snap. Over out. And he has to pounce on it at the 12-yard line. Another big break for Marshalltown. That's better than a turnover, the high snap. And Garcia just couldn't quite pull it down. It was over his head. He fell on the ball at the 12-yard line. And can you say good field position for Marshalltown here? 1:15 to go here in the first quarter.
Boy, we got momentum in this game going. And definitely with that bad snap, we've kept old Mo on our side of the field.
1st and 10 from the Roosevelt 12 for Marshalltown. Smith with Garth and DiOrio in the backfield behind him. He gives it to DiOrio. DiOrio looking to get around the right side. Gets down inside the 10. Tries to tiptoe his way a little bit farther, but only gets down to the 8 before he's driven out of bounds by the Rough Riders.
Yeah, pretty good defense. They strung that out coming to our right here. So left defensive end was doing a good job there of stringing that play out, and the linebackers filled in very well there to limit us to no gain, basically.
I don't know. They got about 3 yards on that play. I'm going to give them 4, as a matter of fact.
Oh, boy.
Bring up 2nd and 6.
Oh.
Because the ball was on the 12. Now
yep,
it's on the 8.
Right.
So it's 2nd and 6 from the 8 for Marshalltown. Smith gives it off to Garth. Garth trying to go straight up the middle, but boy, he has just been gang tackled, and he is stood up and probably without any gain on the play.
Clarence Williams there, 21 tackles on the season, was the first to grab him and wrap him up.
So that was no gain on the play, and that is going to bring us to the end of the first quarter. We have played one quarter with Leonard Coldfield. Your score, Marshalltown 7, Des Moines Roosevelt 6 on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
Your farm is insured, but is it properly insured? Take time to review your farm insurance. Don't wait until a loss happens to discover that you're underinsured. Independent Insurance Services understands your farm's unique insurance needs. After all, they've protected area farmers for decades. Visit with your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Independent Insurance Services in Marshalltown, Toledo, or West Des Moines. Their experienced staff knows farming and will take the time to review your operations protection needs.
You're an empty nester closing in on that retirement property. Chances are your plans didn't include mom moving in, but life happens and you do the right thing. Wells Fargo Advisors can help. For more than 125 years, we've created wealth management and investment strategies aimed at achieving our clients' personal financial goals. When retirement means caring for yourself and a loved one, turn to Wells Fargo Advisors. Together, we'll go far.
Wells Fargo Advisors is located at 14 East South Ridge Road in Marshalltown. Call them at 641-752-5401. They're a member SIPC.
Along with Ron Cheatham, Ken Hughey, and Leonard Coldfield here on News Talk 1230, KFJB Marshalltown. Getting ready to start the second quarter. Marshalltown with a 7-6 lead over Roosevelt. They are looking at 3rd and 6 from the Rough Rider 8-yard line after a bad snap gave Marshalltown a punt, gave Marshalltown great field position. Let's see if they can cash in on it. Under center is Smith. Garth behind him in motion, and now we've got a flag. And Jonathan Hernandez was in motion, and somebody else moved, and that's going to cost the Bobcat spot.
Getting so close to that end zone here, I think one of our linemen might have got a little anxious there about making sure a good block would happen to get us close to the end zone.
So that's a 5-yard penalty that brings the ball back to the 13-yard line, and that is going to make it 3rd and 11 now for the Bobcats. A little more difficulty, but then you can look at a little bit more field to work with here. Jacob Smith under center. Garth in the backfield right behind it. He gives it. It rolls out to the left and looking for a receiver. Incomplete down at the 5-yard line. Smith trying to catch, looking for Hernandez coming across the field, but he couldn't get it. And now we have a fourth down and 11, and we're going to have something we haven't seen too much of yet this season.
No, a little field goal attempt.
And a field goal attempt coming up for Gaba Pins.
That's twice now we've run that rollout play with Jacob, and they have sniffed it out extremely well. I'm talking about Roosevelt, as they defended it very well that time again.
So 4th and 11, Igabrod is the holder. He will place the ball at the 20, so this will be a 30-yard field goal attempt. Snap back a little high. Igabrod gets it down. The kick is up, and it is no good.
Enough distance for sure.
Boy, he had the leg into it, but it just faded off to the left. And so Marshalltown comes up empty here, 11:51 to go before halftime. Marshalltown hanging on to a 7-6 lead, but I'll tell you what, Ron, as a coach, I know you hate to see those type of opportunities slip away.
Boy, yeah, when you get good field position like that and you've got the defense having to work so hard for the opponent and then you don't take advantage, that's a tough one to let go and not score any points.
So after the missed field goal, Roosevelt will take over 1st and 10 on its own 20-yard line. And again, Jaden Singleton hands it off to the running back. Big burst right through the middle for 4 or 5 yards. That is Desmond Alexander. And Alexander with a quick burst up the middle. That gets him 4 yards. It'll make it 2nd and 6.
Peyton Williams again in on that tackle, I do believe.
Again, the snap back. Handoff coming up the middle, trying to get up past the 25, 26, 27-yard line. That was Alexander again. He is up to the 28-yard line. So that's another gain of about 4. And that will bring up 3rd and 2. Singleton, the quarterback, hands it off again. Alexander trying to get around the right side, and he can't find a corner, and he's driven out of bounds. Well short of the first down. May have even lost a yard on that play.
Defense tightens up again. They tried to get it to the outside edge here, and there was nothing going on. on the Bobcats' left defensive side of the ball would do an extremely well job of spreading that out and not letting them turn the corner.
Loss of a yard on that play, and that will bring up a 4th and 3 for Roosevelt, and it looks like they are setting the punting unit in.
Gava Pins back for the Bobcats.
Arvin Garcia is the punter for the Rough Riders. Last time the snap was a little high and gave Marshalltown some good field position. Let's see what happens this time.
Throw
again, a high snap. He's able to bring it down, gets the punt away, and a nice punt coming down 2 pins at the 38-yard line, trying to dodge away from one. Rough Rider gets away, comes up the middle, gets back up across the 40 to the 42-yard line. That was a lot of work, but he got a little positive yard out of it. Gava Pins.
Isn't he exciting to watch? Those first two stutter steps there, and then you don't know which way he's going to dart.
So Marshalltown goes back on offense, leading 7-6, 10:41 to go before halftime here from Leonard Cole Field on Newstalk 1230 KFJB. Thank you for being along with us tonight, and thank you to all our sponsors who make it possible for us to bring you these games, not only on 1230 KFJB, but anywhere you want to listen in around the world. Streaming on our website at 1230kfjb.com. 1st and 10 for Marshalltown at their own 37. Smith hands it off to guard. Straight up the middle. A good burst. 40 up to near the 45-yard line. That's a gain of about 8 for Derek Garth, and he just burst right through there.
And again, that little bit of blocking up front by our lineman, just excellently able to spring that little bitty gap, and then our backs turn it on for a good game there to start the offense here on this particular drive.
That brings the ball out to the 45-yard line. That'll make it 2nd and 2 for Marshalltown on their own 45-yard line. Micah Broad comes out wide to the near side in front of the Bobcat bench. The Bobcats going from our right to our left. Diorio with the handoff, trying to get around the right side. He's not going to make a first down as he was swarmed as he was trying to get around that right side of the Rough Rider defense.
Yeah, I do believe that Clarence William and Miles Burkall there, excellent job defensively to string that out, and no gain on that play, right?
No gain on the play, and that gave him a yard. So that'll bring 3rd and 1 now for Marshalltown. These small yardage situations have been a little bit of bugaboo so far tonight for the Bobcats. Let's see what they do here. Guard straight up the middle. Oh, boy, he is fat and went nowhere. Boy, great defense that time. Chance Tony among the Rough Riders in there to make the stop as the Bobcats lose some yardage back to the 45. So that's a loss of 1 for Diorio and brings up 4th down. And Diorio now going into punt formation as they're looking for 4th and 2 at their own 45-yard line.
He gets another good punt off here, and we play the field position game again. Hopefully the Bobcats will pay off by this punt.
Diorio takes the snap. High, short kick. Fair catch is called, and the Rough Riders are staying away from it, and the ball comes to a halt at the 20-yard line, which is where Roosevelt will take over. When we return, 8:33 to go before halftime, Marshalltown 7, Roosevelt 6, on Newstalk 1230 KFJB.
Buying insurance is confusing, and making the appropriate choices can be overwhelming. With Chase Insurance in Marshalltown, your local Pekin Insurance agency, you'll find professionals who are highly qualified to assist you in finding the right insurance coverages for your individual needs and budget. Whether you need life, health, auto, home, or business insurance, call the knowledgeable experts at Chase Insurance at 641-752-5733. Pekin Insurance Agency, for the security and peace of mind that you deserve. Going beyond the expected for you.
And as we come back to Leonard Cole Field, we have a Bobcat being helped up to his feet. He's got knocked around a little bit. Can't quite catch the number, but he's walking off under his own power.
I do believe that's Peyton Williams there.
Carson Williams.
Oh, excuse me, Carson. I get all the Williams boys mixed up.
But you got the last name right. That's good. He looks like he's good. So here we go. 1st and 10, Roosevelt. 8:33 to go before halftime. Roosevelt trailing the Bobcats by a single point. Hand off. Coming to Alexander. There's a flag on the play. Another flag comes out as Alexander was stopped behind the line of scrimmage.
Give me my first ball.
And that looked like... Who was that? It looked like Gabe Wyatt.
That might have been him.
So the penalty against the Rough Riders, it's a 10-yard penalty for holding. First flag of the night against Roosevelt. So that'll bring up a second and a first and 22 at the 9-yard line.
Roosevelt 9.
Quick pass out into the right path, complete out there. The Bobcats converging on it. Ball runner. Ball. Ball's on the floor, but no, they're saying he was down. Ball on the floor. What am I doing? Basketball here? Ball came out on the turf, but it was after the receiver came down, and that was Zarek Gurley on the completion from Jaden Singleton.
And the official was right on top of that one, Ken, immediately called that ball down to begin with.
And that brings it up to the 13-yard line. That's a gain of about 3. So that'll bring up second and 22-19. Bad pass come out to the down to the right side as Singleton tried to get it out into the right flat. The ball dropped harmlessly to the turf, and that'll bring up a third and 17.
Bobcats doing a good job on defense here. They got them back pretty deep here. We'll see what they can do, what kind of play they'll gamble on here on third down and long.
Third and 17 from their own 13. And we've got a stoppage in play, which would indicate a penalty against the offense, which the referee says is definitely the case. All start against the Rough Riders, so... That penalty will march him 5 yards back further, and we'll make it third and 22 from the 8-yard line. No, it's not the 8-yard line. Yes, it is the 8-yard line. Second guessing myself again. Not that Ron ever does that for me.
I've never seen you be wrong.
Jaden Singleton, man in motion, coming across. Ball was given to him as he tries to get around the left end, but he is angled out and can't get anything. That's Jamie Spence, the ball carrier for the Rough Riders. And that's going to bring up a punting situation for Roosevelt.
Well, Gabe Wyatt on that one. Our ends are doing defensively are really doing a good job of not letting anybody get on the outside. So they're going to be punting from deep in their end zone here.
So Finn standing at the Rough Rider 45-yard line awaiting the punt from Garcia. This is a long line drive. Bounces, and Gaba says, now I'm going to let that roll. I'm going to get out of the way. It is down at the 49-yard line of Roosevelt, and that is where Marshalltown will take over. Some pretty good field position again for Marshalltown. As the Bobcats are holding on to a slim 7-6 lead.
They got a nice roll out of that punt as well. So, and negated a little bit of the field position. We had them pinned back pretty good, but they come up with a good punt.
Well, that low line drive kick hit the turf and just kept bouncing down to the east, and all Marshalltown could do was watch it bounce. So it's first and 10 on the 49 of Roosevelt for Marshalltown. Smith gives it to Garth. Garth off the middle, gets 2 or 3 yards before he is pulled down.
Good sportsmanship out there. I noticed a couple players from each team helping each other up. You like to see that in high school football, especially.
A gain of 2 for Derek. And that'll bring up 2nd and 8 for Marshalltown. Clock moving. 6:33 to go before halftime. Marshalltown with a 7-6 lead. Igebrod out far to the wide, out to the far side, rather, towards the Roosevelt bench. Back to half goes Smith. He's looking for Dillon. Going downfield just out of the reach of Igebrod. About a yard too far on that pass, Ron.
Well, I thought he was going to get him, have him open there, but their defensive back, and I could not check the number way on that far side, but he all of a sudden had a burst of speed there to be able to stay right up beside Dillon and bothered him. And the pass is a little overthrown, but still Jacob got it out there with an opportunity to catch that by Eichenbrock.
So that'll bring up 3rd and 8 from the 47 for Marshalltown. See what they can do on this 3rd down conversion. Rough Riders defense giving the Bobcats a little bit of hard time here in the first half. Smith hands it off to Hernandez, coming to rough, cuts up field. He gets a couple of yards on the play, but he's going to be well shy of the first down. Now we've got penalty flags flying.
Looks like it may be in the unsportsmanlike area. We'll have to wait and see.
And the Rough Riders are saying it's against Marshalltown, so we'll see what the referee has to say, because he has the final say on that. It was a no gain on the play, basically, for Richardson.
Nice little counter play, however.
And it is a personal foul against Marshalltown, so that will be a 15-yarder. And it's a dead ball foul, so we'll see what happens with that. But that's a big one against Marshalltown, and that marches it back to the 41-yard line of Marshalltown.
We're almost back to
3rd down.
We're almost back to the racetrack out here. So, my goodness, I don't know what you call on this play.
Do we need to call the fairgrounds and ask them to turn the lights on out there? 3rd and 20 for Marshalltown. They are now at their own 41-yard line.
Correction, 4th down and 20.
Okay, yeah, now they changed it to 4th down because that was a dead ball foul. So the no gain for Hernandez stands. They tack the penalty onto that, and that brings Giorgio DiOrio into punt formation. Alexander standing back at his own 39-yard line, awaiting the punt from Giorgio. Good snap back. DiOrio puts it into the air, and it bounces at the 37, kind of heads towards the Bobcats sideline, and is rolling out of bounds at the 30-yard line. So Roosevelt will take over. 1st and 10 from the 30, 5:55 to go before halftime. Marshalltown leading Roosevelt 7-6 here on News Talk 1230 KFJB. Now, I asked Ron this question last week, and I caught him off guard. Who do we have for a halftime guest?
You catch me off guard every week.
I figured he'd be ready. The president of the Bobcat Booster Club.
Yes. Heather Van Buren, who will be on this halftime. Excuse me, I just had an interview today, and I got all confused there.
That's okay.
Ken gets me all squirrely, so.
All right, 1st and 10 for Roosevelt. They are at the 30-yard line, and a bad snap, and now we got a penalty flag going. There was some mixed communication there as the player was trying to come in with the play, and all of a sudden the ball was snapped and everybody was moving, and it's going to be a false start against the Rough Riders. So that will move the ball back to the 25 and make it 1st and 15.
You know, they're high school kids, but that sure looked strange when it happened, didn't it?
1st and 15 for the Rough Riders. They are at their own 25-yard line. And here comes Alexander trying to get around to the right. Pinn's trying to get him, gets around Pinn, gets out around the 31, 32-yard line before he's driven out of bounds by Justice Richardson. So that gets 6 of those yards back on the run from DeMond Alexander. And that'll bring up a 2nd and 9.
Richardson with 27 tackles on the year, doing a good job.
And here comes Alexander again, straight up the middle. Gets out to the 32, maybe gets another yard in that play. And that will bring up a 3rd down.
Looked like Carson Beals on the tackle that time.
So it'll be 3rd and 8 from their own 32 for Roosevelt. Heading off, here comes Alexander with the ball, trying to get around the left side, pursued by Marshalltown, ganged up on before he can get to the 35-yard line. May have gotten to the 35-yard line. Now we've got another flag coming down after the play. So let's see what this one is all about. The gain was 3 yards up to the 35, and this time the Bobcats are clapping their hands, and it is being assessed against the Rough Riders. It is a personal foul against Roosevelt, so that is a 15-yard penalty.
15-yard penalty.
ball back to the 20-yard line. They have to go to the 40. It'll make it third. Should maybe make it fourth down since it was a dead ball penalty. So it's fourth and 20 now. And back into punt formation are the Rough Riders. Stins is standing at his own 44-yard line, and now we've got another whistle, and the Bobcats call a timeout. 4:47 to go before halftime. Marshalltown leading Roosevelt 7-6 on News Talk 1230 KFJV.
I'm Tim Price, owner of Penn's Appliance, and we have made many positive changes to our store and personnel. Let me introduce you to my guys.
Hi, I'm Mike, a service tech here to help with your repair needs.
And I'm Miguel, an installer and service tech to get you up and running again.
And I'm Jesse, and I'm here to fix what you have or deliver what you need.
And I'm Justin, store manager for sales and...
Wait a minute, Justin. We have one more guy to introduce. Drum roll, please.
Hi, I'm David, and I'm Bach, a service manager at Penn's Appliance.
Now, Justin.
For sales and service of everything appliance, come see the Pens guys.
4:47 to go here in the second quarter on News Talk 1230 KFJB, along with Ron Genap. Ken Hughie here, Marshalltown leading Des Moines Roosevelt 7-6. We have a punt situation coming up. It is fourth and 20. Garcia is back into punt formation. I believe that is still Garcia. Pens is standing at the 50 for Marshalltown to await the punt, and I'm not sure that is Garcia back there or not, but we shall see. All right, so awaiting the snap back, good snap back, and he drops the ball trying to get it away, picks it up, able to get the punt away. That is good, good reaction as the ball hits the turf and rolls down field towards the end zone. So that was some good reaction that time by Nick Bundy. Nick Bundy was there. Who was trying to pass punt that ball away. He dropped it, but it came right back up to him, and Bobcats get the ball with 4:35 to go in the half.
East Buchanan at halftime leading BCLUW 28-7.
So it's first and 10 for Marshalltown on their own 33-yard line, 67 yards away from adding a score. Let's see what the Bobcats can do here with 4.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Smith hands it off to Garth. Garth up to the 35, pulls his way across there up to about the 36. That'll be a gain of 3 for Derek and bring up 2nd and 7.
South Hardin leading East Marshall. No, that's a final score. South Hardin 38, East Marshall 14.
They started at 5 tonight, so yeah, that would make sense. They moved to startup time because trying to beat the rain there. 2nd and 7 for Marshalltown at their own 36.
Nowhere.
Smith rolling back, being pursued, gets away from the defender, now has time, sees a lane, and he's heading for the sidelines. He's up near the 40, across the 40, out to the 43-yard line.
Pretty close.
And that may be enough for a first down.
Yeah, pretty close there. Jacob got away from one defender, was able to get his feet underneath him in there and sprint down the sideline. Yes, it is a first down.
Jacob knew right where that marker was going to be there on the sideline. Got the first down for Marshalltown. 1st and 10 on their own 43. 3:54 to go here. Second quarter. Tight one between Marshalltown and Roosevelt. Garth in the backfield, directly behind Smith. Smith gives it off to the second man. That's DiOrio. Finds a seam, gets across the 45 to the 46 before he is pushed back by the Rough Rider defense.
Halftime score. No, second quarter. Newton leads Grinnell 35-27.
That's a 3-yard gain for DiOrio. Bring up 2nd and 7 for Marshalltown.
From the Rough Rider 46.
And you've been saying this since the game started, Ron. It looks like they're just maybe one good block away from maybe breaking one of those runs.
Yes, on several of them. You know, the linemen are holding their blocks pretty good. It's just that the linebackers from Roosevelt seem to be closing in very well.
Smith pitches it back. Coming around. That's at the midfield, across midfield. Still fighting, still on his feet, trying to get past the 45, down near the 43-yard line. And that was a nice effort that time. And that was Jonathan Hernandez, who was coming out of the backfield.
Just kept his feet churning and churning. halftime score, Grundy Center 14, Mason City Newman Catholic 14.
So that's a first down for Marshalltown after Hernandez bowls his way to 11. They are into Rough Rider territory. It's first down and 10 from the 43-yard line as we are approaching 2:45 to go before halftime. Smith, back to pass, drop straight back. Going deep, looking for Hernandez, and it's off his hands as he was trying to leap and try and get the catch. Just couldn't quite drag it in, but almost, or as we used to say in the South, pert near but not plumb.
For Roosevelt defenders back there around the ball, only two Bobcat receivers on this side of the field.
And the only one that got a finger on the ball was a Bobcat.
Yes, and a final score here. Gladbrook Rhinebeck continues to roll 58-6 over Twin Cedars.
All right, second and 10 from the 43, 2:35 to go before halftime. Smith gives it to Pence. Pence trying to cut upfield. He's at the 40, inside the 40, down near the 37-yard line. That'll be a gain of about 6 for Gava Pence, and that will bring up a third and about 4. Pins gets 6 on the play. Second and 4. Clock moving. We're approaching the 2-minute mark here before halftime. The Bobcats on the Rough Rider 37-yard line.
West Marshall leads at halftime 28-3 over Nevada.
Fumble on the ground. They missed the exchange. And Roosevelt has the ball.
I could not tell who kicked it out of Jacob's hand or if that was just a misplaced football there. I'm not sure.
I think they just plain missed the connection there, Ron, because Smith, it looked like he had the ball due to the running back, and all of a sudden there it was on the ground. But the fumble recovered by Roosevelt. And so with a minute 49 left to go, the Rough Riders will see if they can do something about the 7-6 deficit they are facing against Marshalltown. The ball is on their own 42-yard line, so they've got 58 yards to navigate here with a minute 49 to go before the intermission. Back to pass, going for it all.
Oh.
A wobbly pass up for anybody, and there's a flag down as they were coming down, and there's two flags down on that play. They were going for Jalen Kroll, and I saw a push-off by Kroll that time against the Marshalltown defender.
I would agree. Good call, Ken.
But it's not what I see that matters. You know that, right?
Correct, but...
Oh, my. Now, where are they going? Okay, it's a 10-yard penalty. Not a 10-yard penalty, but it pushes the ball back, and that's a loss of 1 on the play?
Versus 10, so it's
okay, not sure about that, but it's still first and 10. Singleton almost dropped the pass. Now he's going deep again. Got a man wide open down the middle. Good comeback that time. And what do we have down there? Who's got the ball? It's a completion to Roosevelt.
Oh, my. That was a heck of a defensive play. But just at the end, he grabbed the ball away from our defender.
C-Martin James came up with that. Great play on his part to drag the ball away. And all of a sudden, it is first and goal from the 9-yard line for Roosevelt. Hand off, and now we got a flag on the play, stopping play, so it's going to be a false start again against Roosevelt. So James with a pass completion of about 42 yards.
Roosevelt kind of shooting themselves in the foot. They have good field position, and now a procedure penalty, and Bobcats need to stiffen up the defense here. 1:25 to go in the second quarter.
It's first down and 14. At least it should be, even though the chain says second down. Now they're getting a change. First down and 14. Hand off comes up the middle, up to the left side, up near the 10, inside the 10, maybe near the 9-yard line that time.
Singleton on the carry.
Singleton kept the ball that time. And he went from the 14 down around the 10, so we're going to get 4 yards on that play. And it's second down. Different quarterback in, but the ball up the middle, fighting, driving into. Did he get into the end zone? Let's see. There's the ball's on the ground. And let's see. They're right at the goal line. And it is going to be Roosevelt ball at the goal line with the clock moving, 28 seconds to go. So apparently the ball came out and went back, and now with 26 seconds to go with a first and goal at the one, Roosevelt calls timeout. Boy, that was quite the scruffle there right at the end zone, huh?
Boy, it looked like it was rolling right to the blue player there, but I don't know. It must have taken a little turn at the very end of there for Roosevelt to get it back.
So Alexander, I think, was the one who got those 13 yards. We're going to credit him with those. But it's going to bring a first and goal. Roosevelt trying to take the lead going into the locker room here as Marshalltown hanging on to a 7-6 advantage here as we prepare to go into the intermission. 26 seconds to go on the clock.
Coach Eggleston out there getting us in our goal line defense.
Now, let's see who comes out. Garrett Hutchinson was the quarterback on the last play, but Singleton now back calling the signals. He is in the shotgun. He's got Alexander behind him in the backfield. He gives it off to Alexander, and Alexander is into the end zone for the touchdown. Alexander, a one-yard plunge. And that puts the Rough Riders back into the lead, 12-7, with 21 seconds to go here in the first half.
And being in the shotgun there gave him time to pick up some speed right at the goal line to be able to get that into the end zone.
And they are going to go for the two-point conversion. Singleton, the quarterback, again, behind him is Alexander in the backfield. So we'll see. They're still trying to get a play in from the sidelines, looking for some direction over towards the Rough Rider bench. Play clock down to 7. Down to 3. Let's see if they get the snap off. They do. And there's a whistle on the play, and there's going to be a false start and a procedure penalty after all that against Roosevelt. So that will back them up on the point after. So that'll bring the 5-yard penalty. We'll bring the ball back out to the 8-yard line. Still looking for the 2-point conversion. Looks like they are going to go for it. Again, Jaden Singleton is the quarterback. He's coming back out to the right, looking into the end zone. Passes it towards the back of the end zone. Incomplete. He was looking for Kenijah Quinn, I believe, or Zarek Gurley was who he was going for. So the 2-point conversion fails, and so with 21 seconds to go, it is now 12-7 Roosevelt as the Bobcats will get ready to receive the kickoff. Well, it's been an interesting first half so far. Neither team really getting into any kind of a rhythm on either side of the line of scrimmage, but, and I don't mean to sound this biased or partisan, but some of the roles have gone Roosevelt's way with the bounce of the ball, and that's just the way the game of football is. So
yeah, and
second half could be a whole lot different.
And a few more penalties this second quarter as well. This kickoff is being brought to you by Five Star Real Estate Group. Looking to buy or sell your home? Call Five Star today at 641-752-5508. Kristen Colley, enter Five Star, your home team advantage.
All right. Fielded at the 5 by the Bobcats on the kickoff. Out to the 15, trying to get the 20 in. Boy, what a nice hit that time by Nick Bundy of the Rough Riders. He put it right into Gaba Pins, who was the return man that time for the Bobcats. And so Marshalltown has 15 seconds left to go. It'll be 1st and 10 from their own 18-yard line as Roosevelt with the 12-7 lead.
And you could put that tackle on a highlight reel there to teach perfect form tackling, because Bundy was right there, wrapped him up well, and made the stop.
But we never know what Marshalltown is going to do at times. And we said, okay, they're just going to run it out. They've tried something. So let's see what happens here with 15 seconds left and 82 yards to go. Ball handed off, coming out to the left side, slipping a little bit and going down near the 18-yard line. No gain on that play. That was DiOrio on the carry. He got nothing, and that is going to bring to an end the first half. We have played two quarters here at Leonard Cole Field. Your score, Des Moines Roosevelt 12, Marshalltown 7. We're coming back for halftime after we do this here on News Talk 1230 KFJB.